This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
SoCal's Country Station, 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. Youth Hope Foundation helps homeless and at-risk youth from the ages of 14 to 24 in Redlands and the surrounding communities. Their 12th annual A Day in the Park car show will be held on Saturday, September 13th at Sylvan Park in Redlands, a day where we thank our families and our community with a fantastic car show, awesome opportunity drawings and silent auction, good music, delicious food, and wonderful vendors for supporting the young people in our community. Here to tell us more is Heidi Meyer, Executive Director for Youth Hope Foundation. And thank you for joining me.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm very excited to be able to share a little bit.
It's so great to have you back. Start by telling us about Youth Hope.
We started Youth Hope in 2009, and we work with the homeless, runaway, trafficked, and at-risk youth, basically in the Inland Empire. Whoever is needing help, we are there. We basically say between the ages of 14 and 24. However, during COVID, we were helping 6 and 7-year-olds. We never did close down. Mm. We were just there to be able to hand out groceries or to encourage the youth and children at that time. And as we start working with the youth and making a difference, we've been able to help, like I said, over 6,000 different youth since we've started. We do things such as building relationships, building trust. And once we walk through that and the youth start trusting us, we have groceries, we have food. Food is always my carrot as we are helping our youth. We have clothing. We have a clothing closet. So there's no reason for anybody to look homeless, to not feel good about themselves. We have shampoo and deodorant. We have a shower. Once we know that the youth are feeling good in that area, we're able to provide a dentist, a doctor. We have free counseling at Youth Hope. Any type of medical, we're there to help the youth and at least to guide and direct them to get them the best kind of medical attention that we can possibly give them. We, once our youth are fed and they have their clothes and we know they're medically okay, then it's time for education. And we've been able to partner with the San Bernardino County School District to be able to help our youth get back into school. We have tutors to help our youth. Maybe they're trying to get their GED because they've dropped out. We have tutors for that. We help our youth get into trade schools, into colleges and universities. Whatever they might need, we're kind of their cheerleader to say, we got you. Come on. We can do it. I tell the youth, you're a lot smarter than I am. So I'm a good cheerleader and let's do it. And if they cannot figure something out, then we are there to help them to figure out a direction. How can we get them in? How can we look for free financial support to maybe get them into a trade school? Or maybe the work is so confusing and so hard, they need a tutor to walk with them to help them get through it. And our goal is to take them from feeling hopeless and to be able to move forward. As we're doing this, it's, again, starting from the beginning, and let's move forward. So we're all about helping the youth find jobs. And then not last but least, but we also have a boys' house and a girls' house for our youth to live in if they're going to school full-time, working part-time. But if maybe our housing is not a fit, we've been able to partner with other agencies So there is zero reason for our kids to be on the streets. If they went off, now, yes, they have to live with some rules, but I think we all have rules in our society, but we can help them get off the streets. They do not have to live on the streets. So again, we work with homeless, runaway, trafficked, and at risk. At risk just means kiddos that maybe they have a great family, but the family doesn't have enough groceries in their home. Maybe, you know, financially, groceries are so expensive in California. We had one young man that just came in and somebody donated eggs to us. And so we were able to give him eggs and the family was able to have eggs for the next morning. So, you know, it looks different with each youth that comes through, but our goal is to build those relationships and just say, how can we help you? What do you need? And we'll walk by your side and we'll get you through it if at all possible.
Tell us about the young people you serve.
They all come from different lifestyles. As you kind of look at our kiddos, our youth that come through, again, they might be a family that is, you know, their mom and dad are drug addicts, but they might also come from a family where they're just struggling. Mom and dad are working, or, you know, mom's cleaning houses and dad is working at the warehouse and they have 3 to 4 or 5 kids. So each one is completely different that they come from. And you wish you could put everybody, lump them all in a box, but you can't, because we all walk a different life. We all come different places. We have one young man and he and his brother were adopted back in the day, but their parents adopted them when they were in their 60s. Dad has Alzheimer's, you know? So now they're stuck trying to figure out life on their own to be able to move forward. So they come and see us and it's like, okay, you got to graduate from high school. What do you want? And we are literally walking them through the steps as a parent would. Nothing wrong. The parent's not bad. Just it didn't work. Then we have another, you know, young lady that comes in and the parents have said, you're 18, get out of our house. It's time you grow up. And so she has a full ride to college, but she's trying to find a job right now because schools aren't going. And so she's trying to find, where do I go? And she's sleeping in her car until school starts. Again, just good youth, just a hard life. In the United States, which is, to me is incredible, there's 1.6 to 2.1 million homeless youth between the ages of 12 and 24. That is enough. At the Angel Stadium, it holds, if you, you know, the baseball stadium, 45,050 people in that stadium. So because if you look at how many youth, 12 to 24 years old, that is homeless, that would fill that stadium 30 and a half times over. That's in the United States. Why? Again, many, many reasons. Maybe the kids have said, I'm out, you know, I'm almighty and powerful, and then they find themselves homeless on the streets. We have, again, addiction is a horrible thing, from parents being addicted to the youth. But not all of our kids and not all the families are addicts. And it's just, again, this, the times are hard and people are struggling. In California, there is 286,000 853 to be exact, between TK, junior kindergarten, and 12th grade that's considered homeless in California. And in San Bernardino County, there's 28,266 kids that are considered homeless, TK through 12th grade. So as you look at all these youth and kids and children, 41% of those youth are living in places that a human being should never live. They are trying to, you know, move forward, get out of a bad situation, the abuse, the neglect. We had one young man, his mom and dad lived in a RV and dad belonged to a gang and the gang was big time into drugs. And if he would not do what they wanted, they would beat him and rape him and sexually do things that no human being should ever have to do. He came to us for help. He goes, I cannot live this life. He wanted to die. He was suicidal, but he had to be jumped out to be able to move forward in life. And when he was jumped out, again, things that nobody should have to go through, we took him to the hospital. He spent a week in the hospital before he could move forward because of what they did to him. It wasn't his fault. His parents are addicts and belong to a gang, but he was stuck in that and he wanted out. So again, you know, there's three different youth, but different circumstances. And so as they come to us, we're just there to listen to say, how can we help? What can we do? Our young man that whose parents have you know, mom passed and dad has Alzheimer's. He graduated from high school. He just graduated from Crafton and he's wanting to become a fireman. So he's working towards that direction. Our young man who was just, that was jumped out, we got him into a very safe location so he could start his life and start moving forward where he's going to be safe. And I think his first job was a warehouse job. He was working on his GED high school because he never went to school, but he's moving forward. And our young lady, like I said, she has a full right out of college, at a university. She's waiting for school to start and off she rolls. But right now we got her into a safe home until school starts because you shouldn't be sleeping in your car at night. That's not safe. So different stories, different things for each of our youth, but there's a lot of heartache and a lot of pain out there. And our goal is to hopefully make a difference.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm speaking with Heidi Meyer, Executive Director for Youth Hope Foundation. How does Youth Hope help?
By building relationships. We go out on the streets twice a day looking for youth. We go to skate parks and, you know, we're just searching for somebody. They might just want a sandwich. You know, sometimes we're hungry. If the kids are just skateboarding, that's where we could be building relationships. We'll give them cold water and a sandwich and snacks, you know. And as you build that relationship and that trust, and they might be totally fine and life is perfect. But when life is not perfect, then they know who they can go to. And, you know, I think each one of us, we can look back in our life and say, oh, that was a hard season in our life. And it would have been nice to have somebody that we could cry on their shoulder or somebody that would encourage us. Maybe we got a really great grade at school. It's an A, or, you know, for me, I was excited when I got a B that I could go and share with somebody. you know, and be excited that I got a grade. You know, that, look at this. I finished school. I made it through this year. And that, so somebody that can celebrate with them. You know, you never know as you reach out and as you're going on the streets and talking to different people and working at building those relationships, what kind of impact you might have on them. We had one young lady that stopped by, and well, she was going to high school and doing really amazing, like really, really good. And she started not going. And the good thing is, because we've partnered with the school districts, they, and this one was with Redland School District, she was ditching and she would just come to Youth Hope and she would sit in the middle of our basketball court every day. And we'd go and say, how are you doing? What's going on? I'm fine. I just don't want to go to school. Okay, let us know how you're doing. We would go and check on her, and she would kind of sit literally in the middle outside in the basketball court with the sun on her so she can kind of soak up the sun. For 2 weeks, she did this. Finally, she said, Heidi, I'm not okay. I just want to die. And I've really been thinking about committing suicide. And it was like, not an option. And we walked through that process of what we needed to do. And it's scary, but we're going to do this because you're worth living. You're worth fighting for. You have value. You have worth. We're not giving up. That happened probably 3 years ago. She's doing amazing. She is, again, off to college. She graduated from high school. It was just a hard season for her, but now she's doing really good. So again, why? She came from a good family, but she didn't feel like she could share for some reason. Parents were great. She said no. Parents both work, educated, the whole nine yards. But she was in a bad place, and she knew she can come to us, because sometimes you cannot go to your parents or somebody. Sometimes you just got to reach out to somebody else, and that we are that other person. Hopefully, we are the whisper of the parents, you know, that we can encourage and help. So the parents go, oh yeah, that's okay. You know, you can go talk to Youth Hope. You know, the staff is there. They care. And we whisper the same positive things that hopefully families would whisper.
I was going to say, you aren't old enough to be my mom, so that's not where I'm going with this question. But you definitely give off mom vibes. Mm-hmm. Talk to us about how that helps build the relationship.
I think, you know, as I look back at my own life and my mom and parents, I wanted that person, right? And my mom was that person. I couldn't make it through school no matter what. But the minute I walked through that door, I would just start crying and, you know, so-and-so did this and that. And my mom would just sit down with me, hug me, listen. And I think listening is such an important piece. Our society is so busy to be on their phones, technology. We're running here and there. We don't stop and just listen. And I'm noticing, I don't know, nowadays, people don't listen. And people want to be heard. And eye contact is so important. Repeating maybe a little bit of what they're saying so they know you're listening and that you hear them. Sometimes we listen, but we don't hear. And so as you repeat and just let them know, I hear you. This is what you're saying. And then, you know, give them that hug. And maybe check in on them. Those things are so important. I think during COVID, it was like, don't touch, don't look at, stand back 6 feet. We have to not be afraid, and we need to touch. And I know that's all bad, right? But you can give somebody a high five or give them a pat on the back. You can tell them, I am so proud of you. You can look at them and encourage them. We're missing that, and we're missing being heard. And listening and being heard are so, so important. And I think that's why the kids come back, because we know their name. We know if they were here yesterday or not. We are looking for them, wondering, where have you been? How come? What did you do? And because we have built that respect with the youth, they'll tell us things that might get them in trouble. Like, I stole that bottle of alcohol, Heidi. Well, what do you think that's going to do? Okay. You know, when the police come and arrest you, you deserve it. And by the way, do you know alcohol is the number one drug? And you're only 16 years old. Where are you headed? And because we've built those relationships, they'll listen to us. They might not do what we tell them, but they will come back years later and say, you were right. Thank you so much for sharing. I would not have made it through life without you. We have youth, again, we started in 2009. We have youth that now come back and say, I would have been dead without you. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And I think, again, I haven't done anything except for listen, make sure I hear them, and tell them my truth. Like, don't do that. Are you kidding me? Like the young lady that was contemplating suicide, if you do that, I am going to be heartbroken. I'm going to cry for weeks. Like, do you not know how much I care about you? And people need to hear that. People need to know that they have value and someone's going to miss them if they're not here anymore. And that we're willing to fight for their life. And so that's what we do.
I'm speaking with Heidi Meyer, Executive Director for Youth Hope Foundation. Who comes to Youth Hope?
Again, it's such a kick because he said, I'm not old, but I'm a little bit on the older side. And sometimes I wonder, why are these youth coming? We say 14 to 24. We do have 12 and 13 year olds that come rolling in. We have no technology at Youth Hope. We don't play video games. We don't have TV sets. We don't have very much that's cool. We have pool. We have a lot of board games. We have a lot of food. We have a skateboard area and a basketball court. But it kind of right now, well, it has for a long time, we come back, the kids come, so we could sit around the table and do crafts. We have an older lady that comes with old-fashioned crafts, and the kids are making maybe a picture frame, and then we'll take their picture and put in it, or, you know, little like keychain thingies. Again, where probably you would do at a camp. We play card games, Uno. We play a lot of Uno with the kids. I think we played the game Trouble last week. So we're going kind of back to the place where we're sitting around tables and just visiting, hanging out, spending time with each other, and not being too busy for them. And as we do that, next thing we know, somebody else is coming through the door that we've not met. And so we'll go and greet them and make sure they know that they need to eat, and because we love everybody to eat, because the thing is, you don't know if they're hungry. You don't know if there's groceries in their home. We don't know where they're coming from when they walk through our door. So we treat everybody the same. Oh, if you don't eat, Heidi's going to be sad and she's going to go home and cry because she's a mom and she needs everybody to eat something. So then they'll go. And as we have found over the years, they might eat a little bit, or they might be packing their backpacks with food that'll last a week. They might be downing not just one hamburger. They might be eating four or five because they haven't eaten for a day or two. But we don't care because we're just got to eat. You got to eat. And then build those relationships. As we have a counselor now at Youth Hope, she is, you know, making sure that our kids, she's kind of like our ER counselor. If there's an emergency, if there's something going on, she's there. What I love about Youth Hope, and as we're walking through it with them, everything is free. We don't charge our youth anything. They can come if they want the dentist or the glasses or whatever they might need. We're going to find a way that they can get it and that they're not going to have to pay for it. And I think that's so important, too, because as I talk to the youth, well, when was the last time you were at the dentist? Maybe when I was five. Okay, you haven't been there for 7 years, 8 years, 9 years. You need to get help. When was the last time you got a physical? We need to go and do that. So as we have built these relationships, we can start also working on their physical health and their mental with our counselor being there, because life is more than just food. Food is our beginning. But again, as the youth start trusting us, then we can start helping. You know, where did you sleep last night? You know, we get to the place of that. Where did you sleep? Well, my mom has a car that's not big enough for all of us, so I slept underneath it. Okay. Would you like a place to sleep? We can talk to mom. Mom won't get in trouble. We have a place you can stay. And maybe start having that conversation. We had a young man. Why aren't you at school? I got kicked out. Why did you get kicked out? Well, I don't think I got the full truth, because he fell on the scooter and he hurt his stomach and then he fell in the pool. So he's missing a lot of school. So now, which I believe is he's missed a lot of school. Now we need to figure out how can we help him not miss so much school. His family is homeless. They move from motel to motel to motel to motel. Dad works, and then mom takes care of grandma. So there's a little bit of income, but just enough income to be paying the motel bills. But they've got to go to school. They're not going to make it if they don't get their education. And so, again, another conversation to have. Not to put them down, but to love on them and say, you've got to go to school. You got to get the education. Otherwise, what are we going to do? So all different youth, all different reasons they come. We always giggle, though, because it's like, well, we're not so cool, but here comes the kids. And we will have anywhere during the summer, we're having around 40 youth to stop by. During the winter, we'll have close to 80 youth to stop by. And again, it's a combination of who and why and what do they need. Most of the time, though, they need to be seen and to be heard and that somebody cares about them.
Tell us another success story.
You know, as I look at our youth, it's so fun to walk through, and we've been around so long, so it makes it so much more fun. We have one young man, and back in the day, hardcore addict, like every drug you can imagine, sleeping everywhere, stealing, living under the underpass. He and his girls would change, you know, filthy, dirty, horrible vocabulary. Like he would use all sorts of awful words. And when we have youth like that, the first thought is he's going to die. He's not going to make it. Shooting up heroin, he's not going to make it. He's not going to make it. Well, this young man, he had a street name. And anyways, he one day just decided, I'm done with this. I said, okay, we'll see, right? Me of little faith. All right, it's good. I'm glad you're done with this. And he got off all the drugs. He went home to mom for a while, got his GED, basically pulled his life together. He found the love of his life. He married the love of his life. They have, I think, two children now. But he had come in and said, Heidi, I need a job. I need to be able to support my family. I need to do this. And, you know, you're going, okay, well, his record is, he's moving forward, so that's good. So we helped him find a job, and Craig and Sons, which is amazing pest control, I called them up and said, I have a young man, you know, I think he'll be good, but, you know, he says he is. He's working very hard to be successful and to do what he needs to do. That young man has gone from learning how to do pest control, and he has his own routes now. He drives his own vehicle, and he's been working for them, and I'll probably get this wrong, at least 2 years, maybe 3 years. And he's showing up to work, and he is doing what needs to be done. And to have somebody living under the underpass, going from girlfriend to girlfriend, shooting up heroin and who knows what, to, you know, his wife, and I think they've been married maybe 5 years. It's been a minute. And raising his children, having a job, holding his job. You know, he hasn't just dumped it and went off to do whatever, but keeping it and supporting his family is incredible. And that's what we're seeing at Youth Hope. We are seeing youth, their lives changing. And to me, it makes me so very, very proud of each one of our youth as they walk their journey and don't give up. And it'll make a difference, you know, and he's making a difference to his wife, his children, our society. And it's, to me, it's just super heartwarming. And we can go youth to youth to youth on what all they're doing. But these youth, I love it when they are willing to do the fight and not give up and just keep moving forward. And I believe our youth are doing it because people care. People listen to them. People encourage. They're heard. They're seen. And our yeses are yes, our noes are no. We're very honest and upfront. Hey, if you don't pull this together, you're going to die. You're not going to make it. Is that what you want? And we've lost a lot of youth, but we have a whole lot more success stories. And that's what I love to focus on, the youth that are being successful, that's moving forward. We have one gal, she's becoming an RN nurse. And I think she had straight A's last quarter. And I mean, she'll walk and show us her homework. And I've never seen anybody's notes and everything so perfect. So I told her when I'm really old, she's going to be taking care of me, right? And I would totally trust her because she has worked so hard to be successful. And that's where we see our youth is working hard to become successful.
What would you say to a young person who is experiencing homelessness or is at risk right now?
Come see us. Come see Youth Hope. We are here to support you and to help you. Life is hard. But if you work hard, you can move forward. You can get out of this. And hopefully there's other people nearby that can help you. But if not, come see Youth Hope. We are there. We will walk you through it. We will give you tools and ideas. You have to be the person to choose what is a good fit for you. I won't say this is the only option because maybe that's not your option, right? But maybe this over here is the right option for you. And there is so much hope in our country. And if you don't give up, you can do it. Another story, a gentleman, and he's probably like 65, 70, I don't know how old. He too was homeless. His parents were drug addicts. He started his own business and he now supports Youth Hope. And as he has said, anybody can make it in America. You just have to not give up. Ask for help. It's okay to ask for help. And then take that help and move forward. There's so much opportunity in our country. And if you just accept it, the world is yours. You can go from being homeless to, we have a young lady that's going to Yale University. Like, what the heck? How did she get there? Well, we were her cheerleader. That was it. And she has worked just super hard. And you can do it. And anybody can do it. It's, you know, reaching out for that help, accept it and take it, and you've got it. And we are around just so you can do it.
How can the community help Youth Hope?
We are always looking for support, and financial support is our number one thing. We are a volunteer base, however. I work for free and we have a lot of volunteers, but we now have to pay for staff. We are now in two locations, our drop-in center. We have one in Colton and we're also in Redlands. And as we're growing, obviously I have to have people financially, you know, like I have to have some staff. However, that being said, we're always looking for volunteers, people that want to fix food for us. Like I said, we do a lot of food or drop off groceries. We have families that are needing the groceries to be able to move forward. We do a lot of like $5 gift cards. We still keep it at $5 because I don't want a lot of money going into the kids' hands. But a $5 gift card, if we happen to be closed or over the weekend, the youth can take that and get a hamburger or a hot dog or something so they still get some food in them. We are looking for tutors that can tutor our youth. Anybody that wants to work with our youth, we would love the help and the support. Again, I'm looking for volunteers, not staff, that say, you know, I can come once a week and spend 2 hours and maybe do a craft with them because our kids love doing crafts. Or maybe it's playing pool, or maybe it's just chit-chatting with them. Christmas will be, as Christmas is every year, we give van shoes to all of our youth. You can always go on our website, youthhope.org, and we'll tell you where you can pick those up for Christmas for our kids. And that way, every one of our youth will get a brand new pair of shoes. And I mean, every single one. And so we hand out over 300 pair every year. Maybe you have a women's group and our youth loves the soft blankets that they could just wrap around them and walk away. Not a huge king size blanket, but just like a lap robe or something that they can wrap around. And so maybe your group wants to make some of those for our youth. Maybe, you know, you knit or crochet. And so it's like, yeah, when it's cold and rainy outside, our kids would love something that they could wrap, again, another wrap around or put a beanie on their head. So, you know, feel free to make those. Kind of it's up to you what you love to do and then make it happen. Again, maybe baking. So meal planning, yes, and make us, you know, hot meals, absolutely. But maybe you love to bake and so you can make us some chocolate chip cookies. Anything that anybody does, we share with our kids. You know, you might think there's grumpy people out there, but look at all the people that care. I can't do this on my own. You know, they say it takes a village to raise your child. It takes a city for us to be able to pull this together and make a difference. And I love our cities because they step up and they make a difference in our kids' lives. And we make sure our youth know, I didn't bake that. Are you kidding? I can't cook. And they're going, this is the best, whatever it is, you know, because it is the best. And they love it. And they're so encouraged. And when we, like I said, the blankets, they walk away. And it's like, as they wrap around, it's like, somebody loves me. Somebody made this for me and they care. And this could be somebody that's sleeping on the streets, or it could be somebody that's living in a home and mom and boyfriend are screaming at each other, or mom's passed out because of drugs or alcohol. We don't know. And sometimes we find out and sometimes we never find out. But what we do know, that child, that youth knows somebody cares. And so if anybody out there is wanting to help in any form or fashion, again, our website is youthhope.org. Reach out. Our phone number's there, our email's there, and you can definitely reach out to us.
Tell us about your upcoming car show.
I love our car show because it's our way of giving back to our community. Again, I can't do this without each and everyone's help. And I love to celebrate family. That's why we started the car show. So it's on September 13th. It's at Sylvan Park in Redlands. It's from 8 a.m. to 2 p.m. We would love if you have a car for you to go online and register your car. If you are a vendor, we would love for you to go online again, youthhope.org, and you can sign up or reach out to us on being a vendor. But our event for people, and so I would love every single one of your listeners to come. Guys, come. It's free. You don't have to pay a penny. Come down. It's at, again, Sylvan Park in Redlands. It's right across the street from the university. There's grass everywhere. There's big shade trees. And it's a time for me and Youth Hope to honor families to come and just enjoy the morning, the afternoon. We have some little things for the kids to do. We have opportunity silent auction things that you can bid on. I think we have amazing vendors already that are signed up that you can kind of look at and maybe spend money for them. And then again, our cars, they're super cool and amazing. And just a sweet time for you to come, you, your family, whoever. My grandbabies come and they just have a kick. Jacinto Construction's bringing their tractors and the kids get to climb on the tractors. I think the fire department's coming and so the kids can climb on that. And Redlands PD, I think, is bringing some of their vehicles. So again, it's a family time just to enjoy. And again, it's our way to say thank you so much for your help, your support. Thank you for caring. Just as a thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I've been speaking with Heidi Meyer, Executive Director for Youth Hope Foundation. Any last thoughts for us?
As the world is turning and weird things are always happening, always. I just think, you know, remember to be kind, listen, care. You know, if we can each one of us do that, get off of our devices for a minute and just let somebody know they matter today, I think we can all kind of change the world a little bit to a better place. And when you see my youth that sometimes are not the nicest or not saying the kindest words, maybe just stop and remember, probably home life is a horrible place, and good chance their mom or their dad just told them that they're a piece of sewage and get out of my house and I never want to see you again. We hear that all the time, and I have heard that from parents. And by the way, the kids are not. They're just kiddos. And so obviously they're going to go out and they have pain. And that's where, again, if we can just stop and care a minute, I think, again, we can make a difference in our youth's lives and we can make a difference in each other's lives. And again, I just want to say thank you for each person that has helped us, helped other people. You know, thank you for caring for your neighbor or whoever. It doesn't go unseen, and I think that's important for us to know. So, and thank you for having me on KFrog. I am just very blessed. Thank you.
It is my pleasure. Tell us again where we can go to get more information on Youth Hope.
You go to youthhope.org, and that's just YouthHope.org, youthhope.org.
Thank you so much for talking with us today, and thank you for making a difference in our community.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.